Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word. Bible call tape number 717, The Great Storm, found in Mark chapter 4.
Jesus was always busy teaching. A crowd always followed Him. One day when evening came, Jesus got into a boat. His disciples followed Him. Jesus said, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." When they left, the crowd of people were standing by the lake. As they were crossing the lake, Jesus laid down on a pillow and went to sleep. Jesus was probably very tired. Before too long, a great storm of wind came up. The wind was blowing so hard, the boat was covered with waves. It had water in it, too. The disciples were afraid the boat would sink. They thought they would drown. When the disciples saw the wind and water, they were afraid. Jesus was asleep, and they did not think He knew about the storm. The disciples waked Jesus and said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" They were saying, "Don't you care if we drowned?" Jesus said, "Why are you afraid?" The disciples should have not been afraid when Jesus was with them. Jesus was not afraid. When Jesus got up, He spoke to the wind and sea. He said, "Peace, be still." The wind stopped blowing, and the water was still. Now the boat could sail without water in it or the wind blowing it. The disciples were surprised. They wondered what kind of man Jesus was, that the wind and sea would obey Him. They had seen Jesus do many wonderful things, but they'd never seen anyone like Jesus. He had changed water to wine, made sick people well, made a dead man live, and now He had stopped the wind blowing. Jesus wanted His disciples and all the people to believe that He was the Son of God. That is why He did all these good things.
The message.